This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random show, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Except today, we're not doing a random show because someone went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and cut in line. Today we're going to be listening to Save It For The Show. Here's their description in iTunes. It says, "Hi, Save It For The Show is a weekly comedy podcast that's weird, funny, and honest, like a filthy Ira Glass. Listeners say the show says the kind of things we all think but would never say out loud, which is usually something lewd but endearing. Featured in the AV Club Split Cider, give us a shot, you'll dig it." And we're going to be listening to, let's see, what episode are we listening to? Episode 263. It's called Hugging Eddie.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
So it says he's going to talk about my kids, Imagine Dragons, Harvey Weinstein, a couple other things, Ghostbusters, BJ's, Studio Sweden, what it's like hugging Eddie, and so much more.
Because a guy wants to get his dick sucked so bad that he would let a ghost suck his dick.
I mean, what would you do?
I would let the ghost suck my dick. And would that be cheating?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes, I would let a ghost suck my dick, and I would not consider it cheating.
Yeah, that's an interesting first impression.
That's fine. I don't care.
Music for the sake of nothing.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of Save It For The Show with Dan and Eddie. This is episode 263 of your favorite comedy podcast, where every week Eddie and I sit down, we make each other laugh, we make you laugh, if we're lucky, because Eddie, we're lucky to be out here for the people.
Yes, very lucky.
Doing a show every week with lungs full of air, bodies happy and healthy. We're doing it.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. You look great. Your hair is very short.
It's very, yep. I just cut it over the weekend, so, you know, I got to look fresh every Monday.
This is known as the chit-chat.
You got a reputation at work.
Exactly.
For being the fresh prince of the area. I'm feeling good because last week I went and saw a rock and roll concert.
Yeah, you did.
With my boys.
How was
and
it?
Wife. It was great. We saw Imagine Dragons, which I know isn't exactly, I say rock and roll. You know, they're not even Foo Fighter rock and roll. You know, they're very soft rock. Like someone said, they're like Live. Remember the band Live?
I do.
When we were in the 90s and stuff. They're kind of like that. They've got 1,000 hits. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a huge fan. My kids are, and they've never been to like an arena rock show like that. Oh, man. You got to go.
Did it blow their minds?
It totally blew their mind. Because the lights and the sound, it's so, the bass is like rattling your bones. Mm-hmm. There's really no way to know what that's like. And so, A, if you're a person who just doesn't go see music live, I feel like it nourishes your soul. Like,
oh yeah,
there's got to be a band you like, whether it's country music or jazz or whatever. Get out. Every time I go see live music, just like when we went and saw John Mayer, I always think, oh man, got to get out more often.
Yeah.
And seeing my kids' little goofy faces all lit up, seeing it going on, it was a great time.
Did were there any other kids there?
Tons.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tons of kids. And it was, you know, they had like bubbles and smoke. And they were shooting confetti and things. Like, it felt very big.
Yeah.
And very cool.
Nice.
And a t-shirt was $40.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I really wanted my kids to have that thing where the next day they go to school and they wear the shirt, the tour shirt.
Yeah.
Not the bullshit shirt you can get from Hot Topic or off Amazon. The only way to get this shirt is from the tour. Mm-hmm. It's your way of going to school and just throwing your dick around, your junior high dick. And I said, God, no.
Yeah.
That's almost how much the ticket cost.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally think the tickets were $65 each. For the floor, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, the tickets were not that expensive. Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate that from the Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
But the shirts, $40, I mean.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Nobody buys music anymore. I get it.
That's
they
it.
Have to make their money somewhere. Uh-huh. But what am I supposed to do? I'll have my kids buy one shirt and share it. It's like hella big, and my younger son just has to just sleep in it and just deal with it.
You should just take a picture of it and then just like recreate it and then just have it printed on a shirt.
Sure.
For much less.
I can't, because you know what it has? It has like the cool thing on the front, and then on the back, yeah, it has the schedule. The
dates, yeah.
All the dates. So I quickly said no to that, and instead I bought a $14 beer and a $38 bag of popcorn.
I like where your priorities are at.
Well, you know, it's I like to eat things.
All right, so my first impression was coming out of the door with a bunch of dick jokes is kind of like if you ever watch House of Cards, their very first episode, they murder a dog. And the producer of that show said they did that for a reason, because anybody who would get offended by the dog getting murdered isn't going to like the rest of the show. So you kind of threw the gauntlet down like, look, if you don't like dick jokes, get out now. So I get that. The thing that gets me, and so the audio was good. The music, I guess, interlude was okay. The whole thing about the, I don't know what it is, and I'm guilty of this too. We have to do the chit-chat thing. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if we can just jump to the story. Like, hey, I'm Johnny. I'm Steve. I'm Julie. Let me tell you this week about I went to Imagine Dragons with my kids. I don't know if we can do that, because that whole little bit is just kind of it's a warm-up act that doesn't do anything. So I'm not sure what to do with that. Luckily, you got out of that quickly and got to the story. And I guess my whole thing about this was I liked the story. I would have liked to, I like the fact that you talked about the concert and the way you have to experience it. I would love to know what you felt about this. You know, what did it make you feel to see your kids rocking out? Did it make you, you know, bring a little bit of you into that? And and I'm not offended by this, but if you talked about them taking the t-shirt and it's like throwing your dick around, you know, if you don't use that phrase, then you might get a different demographic of people actually listening in the car with their kids. Now that may be not where you want to go, and I completely get that. So if I'm trying to steer you in a direction, you're like, I don't think so. I'm just saying that was a cool story, and there was another way to tell that without having to get all crazy on it. Now, I'm not offended. I get it. And you know, if that's the way you talk, that's the way you talk. I guess I'm glad in some ways, because I see so many people who have no content. Their content is the seven words you can't say on TV, and they just want to say them over and over and over. This was actually kind of a cool story. I would sit down and say, okay, I'm going to talk about the Imagine Dragon story. These are the things I definitely want to hit. You know, then we're going to talk, and then we're going to transfer into that. I didn't listen to the whole show, so I don't know how your transitions are, but you have all these different kind of topics, and how are you going to get from this to that? And if there is no transition, that's fine. Just let your co-host know that, you know, and there are ways you can talk so that people know this is the end of the segment, right? People know how to do that. And then you just throw in some music, and then you go on to the Harvey Weinstein thing or anything like that. So all in all, you captured my attention with the story. That might be partly due to the fact that I'm with you. I've gone to a couple concerts this year, and I was like, man, I need to go to more. And I'm a musician, so that probably had a lot to do with me getting tied into your story. Your website is cool. I'm glad to see that. Again, that's at saveitfortheshow.com. I'm glad to see that you're using the share buttons on your Libsyn player, and the website's nice and clean. So this is something that, you know, I always think with some of these, would I listen to the rest of the show? And I would, because I'm trying to figure out how you got from Imagine Dragons to getting a blowjob from a ghost. But I get now what you guys say. If you're talking about blowjobs from ghosts and you're saying lewd but interesting and entertaining, I'm like, yeah, that's a weird topic. So there it is. If you're interested in this, check it out, saveitfortheshow.com. And if you would like to have your show appear here and I will give you my first impression, feel free to go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. That'll cut you right in line. Otherwise, we bring on Alexa and she brings out some random stuff from iTunes and you never know what you're going to get. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.